And I have one person in particular in mind who to share a very, very, very special testimony for all of you. And testimonies are great because I think this is a chance where you get to hear one another and hear what God is doing in each of your lives. And you know, and testimonies are a witness to the resurrection and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they testify that God is real, He's present, He's alive, and He's working in our lives and in this world today. So as we begin our time of worship, I'd like to invite you to join me as we read our scripture for today. This is a responsive reading. It comes from Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 14, as Pastor Chris alluded to. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining the resurrection from the dead. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Amen. May God richly bless us with His word today. And as we turn our attention to testimonies, I'd like to open the floor right now for any one person who would like to come up and share a brief testimony, maybe about 5 minutes. So is anyone ready, as the Spirit has led you, to come on up and share a testimony? This will probably be the only person from our church who gets a chance to share today. So you know, this is your moment. In case any of you are wondering, those of you who went to Taiwan for our summer mission trip, I hope that you'll be ready, because in future weeks we'll be asking a number of you to share as well. Anyone else? Anyone is just ready to? Is the Spirit just bursting you out with power, ready to say a word about what God has been doing in your life, at least since the last quarter, last time we had our testimonial service? And it's fine if we don't have anyone, because now we can turn our attention to our special guest. I'd like to, could somebody, let's see, we need to bring two chairs up here. So let me just, oh, thank you. All right, in fact, there we have it. Yeah, right there is fine. Yeah, that's good. Okay. I'll sit on the left. Yeah. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to, let me turn this on for you, Noel. Make sure it's working. Okay. Here's working. Yeah. Have a seat, Noel.
Thank you.
I'd like to introduce all of you to my good friend, Noel Espero. By introducing you to Noel, you're going to have a chance to at least hear from folks from the church that Betty and I attended many years ago. Was it many years ago already?
Probably
6 years, seven. Yeah, it's been a while. I have shared about Noel and Christy in my sermons, in case you have been paying attention. Noel and Christy were youth counselors, and I think they were youth counselors for my two sons, Nathaniel and Benji.
Yes,
that's right. And I have shared about how remarkable a testimony they are as leaders, lay leaders in our church, in the Chinese for Christ Church in Hayward. And they are just an incredible, powerful witness. I think that the experiences that Noel has gone through this past several years is also equally inspiring. So I'd love to give him a chance to share a little bit more. And we're going to do this in sort of an interview format so that it becomes a little easier for us to go back and forth. It kind of feels nicer, right? I mean, we've done this in the past where we interview people, and it seems to be a little bit more enjoyable than having one person go on and on and on. So this way, we get a chance to have some conversation as well. So I don't want to say too much about Noel now, because if I do, I'll give away too many secrets. But just to let you know that when you hear a story, I hope that you feel inspired and excited about what you're doing in this church, if you're serving in leadership or in any other way, that his story will really inspire you. So let me just take the time out and welcome you again.
Thank you.
And if you can start by just telling us a little bit more about your background, like, for example, where did you grow up? How you became a believer? How did you wind up in church?
Pray real quick.
You want to do that first?
Okay, you guys sure. Mind if I pray?
Yeah, please do.
Because being up here, yes, public speaking is interesting. So let me pray. Mm-hmm. God our Father, it's exciting to be up here. I'm thankful to see so many people here, God, and I'm thankful that you called me here to speak, God. God, I just pray that you be glorified through my words, that you be glorified through whatever testimony that you move me to share, God. And I thank you for the life that you've given me, God, and I thank you for the path that you're taking me on. And God, I just pray for this time that you may open people's hearts to hear what you have to say to each and every one, God. Mm-hmm. And we just thank you again for this time, God, and we just pray that it may be glorifying to you. In your name I pray, amen. Mm-hmm. Thank
amen.
You, guys.
Okay, so take
so,
it away.
So, you're wondering what a Filipino is doing in a Chinese church, right? Yes. Well, I'm a Filipino who grew up Catholic, actually. I really strengthened my relationship in Christ in 2001, actually after having met Christy. Her faith was just, is this about me or is it
about you?
Okay, this is more about me. Mm-hmm. So I found Christ in 2002, actually. I strengthened my relationship with him, and it was a journey that really took ups and downs. And through this whole thing, God has been there for me, and it's been pretty awesome through youth counseling, through hard times such as cancer, and through just the life of my testimony is very strong with my workplace, mm-hmm. and that's been something that God's been leading me through. I spent 9 years I still am at CFC Hayward. I've been a youth counselor for 9 years, so I'm looking at it and see the youth. I'm like, woo, youth! I really like youth group. I just feel really called to serve the youth, because growing up, I didn't have a youth group or anything, so I kind of relish in like being young again and just, you know, spending time with the youth and enjoying it, because, you know, we're only here on this earth for a short period of time, and why not live it out, you know, live it out fun and live it out, you know, for Christ.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, was there any, can you just point out a time or event that motivated you to want to get more involved? Because I know that you were a race car driver too, right? Busy driving race cars and
sort of race cars. So there's this thing called autocross.
Oh, autocross. I'm
autocross
sorry.
Is a huge parking lot with a bunch of cones. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is that's where I met Christy. And we'll share that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. I also am into paintball, competitive paintball actually. So I wear a jersey. You'll see actually in the video me wearing a jersey and stuff, I think. And then, yeah, so I do all these crazy things because, like, when we first got to CFC, they were like, oh no, you know, some of the church parents were like, people, you know, Christians don't play paintball. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then we kind of like really brought, like, not that there wasn't excitement, but we brought a different spin to what it is to be a Christian and how to live that life. Because a lot of my teammates, I actually play for a team, a lot of my teammates are actually non-Christian. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is that we've done a paintball event every year, except for last year. But every year we've done a paintball event. And my teammates who are not Christian at all, they are so excited to help out when I say, hey, we have a church event coming. And they just like fall in place like, whoa, all right. And then I can see some of the guys and I can see that, you know, they have a heart for children. I mean, for youth. And I'm just like, dude, I used to talk with Christy about it. If these guys were like Christians, they'd be like really crazy for God Christians. And mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. And so I've just been, you know, that's my ministry, you know, ministering to people that don't know Christ, you know, be it from paintball field to workplace to even, you know, people that know Christ, you know, mm-hmm. in youth group as well as like all around the church. you know, and here too. So
I remember fondly that paintball event that you and Christy organized, and how hard it was for me to survive it. I think you or Christy shot me several times, and I'll never forget that. But there are pictures.
They heal.
Not those marks. It was a scar that could not be healed. Anyway, embarrassing. And at that point, I knew I was too old for this kind of thing.
Never too old. Never too old.
Okay, I know that's going to be one of your sub themes. Speaking of our, maybe you can, if I can jump over to the young adult ministry.
Okay.
I shared with our group about how exciting it has been to see at CFC the youth and young adults just sort of grow and flourish. So I don't know if you want to say anything about the young adults that you're connected with now. Many of them, I think, were in the youth ministry.
Yes, exactly. So we started youth ministry, we entered youth ministry in 2007. And we were just like, oh, we don't know what we're doing, but we know that God's calling us to actually serve. So Pastor Tim mentioned, racing. Mm-hmm. That's actually something that we had to give up to serve. Racing autocross took place on Sunday. It was a local venue. You race your own car around cones for a time trial. Fastest one gets the guts and glory. You only won trophies, so it wasn't really like you won money or anything, but you competed against like these drivers that actually would compete in national events, say in Kansas or somewhere Midwest or East Coast. So it's pretty crazy because Christy and I had grown ourselves to a point where we reached the pinnacle of where that my current car could go, and then we actually had our teammates, or not our teammates, but our competitors, said, hey, you need to pick up this car, and we're going to help you mod it. So they helped it, they modded the spec, and we got it running for one event. And then it wasn't a point event, so we're just like sad about it, and it wasn't fully tuned when God fully called us to actually give up racing. And, you know, we just spent about $5,000 to $7,000 on a spec car, you know, just to fix it up to go racing. And all of a sudden, God is calling us to actually, like, serve at youth group, you know. Because youth group is not, for us, it meant Fridays and Sundays and throughout the week. It wasn't just a Friday night thing, or it wasn't just a Sunday night thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when God called us, it was, like, all in. So we're like, oh, man, we have to sell this car. Our competitors, who had just helped us, like, build this car, you know, and they were just like, dude, you guys are, like, super competitive. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, they again, in a place where there's non-Christians, you know, because they race on Sundays, so they're not going to go to church on Sundays unless their service is like later or not. So, you know, we gave that up, and we gave it up for a good cause. Because, man, youth group has been such amazing for us, and it's just to see like, you know, the class of 2007. They graduate from high school, then they also graduated from college. And it's like, it's blessed us so many ways that we've, you know, we never had kids because Christy had cancer. So we were able to watch kids grow up, and it was just amazing. Because, like, you know, even watching Benji, when Benji was, like, you know, shorter or whatnot, or Nathaniel was, I actually had both of them in my small groups. So that was pretty amazing. And, you know, Christy was able to be actually a matron of honor for one of her youth who graduated in 2007. And then she graduated Berkeley, and then she got married last year. So it was a blessing to actually be the matron, you know, for Christy to be a matron of honor for someone that she saw graduate almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that, and how invested you guys were in the youth and also the church as a whole.
Yeah,
and you guys helped start the young adult ministry as well.
Kind of. So, yeah. Like, you know, as the youth grew, so then, you know, people grow. Then they go into college, then they go into young adults. So we've kept track. You know, I try my best to try and keep track of people and to, you know, what we were known for actually is giving big hugs at church.
Yeah.
You know, just to see when I see people come back from college, you know, I'll go out and give them a big hug. When I see like the young adults too who are working now, big hug. Only because it's like, I feel, you know, that was really God's presence to really like, you know, share with them some love. Because honestly, you know, just seeing how the youth grew up, there is love, but there's also like a certain, I don't know, physicality, I guess, because some of the guys like to wrestle with me. And I was like, that's kind of physical contact. So I kind of like clicked in there. Okay, let's wrestle. And then those guys actually really like bonded with me and really like grew to like know Christ through just my attitude and my actions with them.
Yeah. Before we turn to Christy, I just want to let you guys all know that they live in Milpitas, and our church is located in Hayward. And on a typical day, it's quite a commute.
It's only 20 minutes, 25 minutes, depending on how traffic is.
Depending on traffic, right? 80, of course.
Yes.
And not only did they go to youth fellowship on Friday night and also Sunday, but I think you were also involved with the starting the transparent other, they met on Thursday, right?
Yeah. So we went to church roughly about three times a week, if not. Actually, we had, as a youth counselor, we had meetings too. So once a month,
right,
we'd do meetings.
Right.
There'd be Saturday meetings, so there'd be a lot of time to go, like, to come to church and stuff. So, I mean, it wasn't, honestly, at times, yes, it was hard, but, you know, where's your focus? Our focus was to serve God, and it's through, you know, the small things to the big things. So, small things were meetings, like, oh, great, we're going to meet. But then, you know, as soon as we got there, and, you know, we really prayed about it, and God came into the situation and just, you know, revealed himself through the meeting. He was like, oh, that was a really great meeting, you know, so.
Yeah, Betty and I and all the other parents in the youth group were really impressed by your dedication.
Thank you.
And that's one of the reasons why after we came here, we just wanted to stay in touch and see how you're doing.
Can we
turn our time to Christy now? Maybe you want to share a little bit about her and her struggles and eventually her passing?
Actually, what I thought of for sharing for her is that, if you guys don't mind, I will share her eulogy. You guys mind? No? I see nods over there, nods over here. No, it doesn't really matter. Nods over here, laughs over here. Okay, cool. If you guys don't mind, I will share her eulogy, actually. I wrote it, and it actually gives a lot about... hold on. It gives a lot about who she is and, you know, how God has worked in her. It's my story of her, which is good. So some of it may not make sense, but some of it will, so just bear with me. I first saw her, and I told one of my friends, hey, Avon, see that girl over there? Yeah, I probably don't even have a chance. But guess what? That was a start to something amazing. We talked for hours on the phone, we watched movies together, we raced against each other, and I even helped repot her orchids, which I didn't mind too much, since I was still spending time with her. Early on in our relationship, one thing that stood out to me about Christy was her childlike faith and her resolve to pray for anything and everything. For example, she would pray for small things like getting a parking space at work when she was running late, to big things like a house that had two stories, was close to freeways, a great view, and various other requirements she had for an ideal house. Sorry, allergies. In 2005, a lot happened. We got married. God provided that house that matched her prayer request. She finished her doctorate and started working as a physical therapist. I ended and started a new job. We roamed around Rome. We started playing paintball, and then even continued to race our cars. I was her boy, and she was my girl. And we would love each other to infinity and beyond. In 2007, a large mass was found and removed from her abdomen. We thought nothing of it because the doctors deemed it benign. So we kept on playing paintball, but we retired from autocross as we started serving our new church's youth group, Footprints at CFC Hayward. Footprints changed the way we lived our lives. We really had to be Christ-like examples for the young people of our church, not just on Fridays and Sundays, but throughout the work week as well. We made our efforts to find time for the youth so that we could get to know them even better. We would take them out for snacks and meals, where we would spend precious one-on-one time with them. We would talk with them over the phone whenever they would call or when God called us to reach out. We would have them over to help with another wild project Christy came up with, like moving tons of dirt in our backyard to accommodate her greenhouse. And we even created Facebook accounts so that we could be a part of the cool kids on social media. Nowadays it's Instagram or something like that?
Snapchat,
yes. In 2011, she had her second surgery, where multiple masses were identified as a rare form of cancer called leiomyosarcoma. Footprints became more than just a youth group to us. It became a window into what it looks like to have children, as we had decided that with a future of chemotherapy and possibly more surgery, having our own children was not an option for us. Even though we didn't have our own kids, God has blessed us with the experiences of watching youth graduate from high school and college. We have witnessed youth kids grow into young adults. And then I told you about Christy being a matron of honor for one of our youth. In 2013, she had another surgery, followed by more chemotherapy that carried all the way into 2015. All through this time, Christy maintained her faith and trust in God. She continued to write in a blog to keep track of her journey, as well as share the blessings she received along the way. That's my girl. Openly sharing her life experiences and praying unceasingly. Here's some specs. To date, her blog has over 82,000 views and with 2,300 in April. Yes. As I was looking over the stats of her blog, she has touched many lives locally as well as around the world. That was one of her goals, actually, to really, like, touch every continent with her blog. And I think, I haven't checked the stats lately, but she has. She's loved by many, from her former college roommates to her coworkers. She was admired by the young women that she cared for and mentored over the years to the ones that are currently in Footprints. She will be remembered for her awesomely beautiful smile and her wonderfully huge hugs. And she will not be forgotten as her blog will remain online for all to read, remember, and share. So, last part. As our good friend and former paintball team captain put it, you found a unicorn. Actually, I didn't find a unicorn, but God blessed me beyond my wildest dreams with a woman who drove manual cars alongside the best of the autocross people in this region. A woman who played with and against me on the paintball field. A woman who loved and followed God with all her heart and mind. A woman who loved me for all my faults and imperfections, as well as my integrity and ability to make her smile when she was not in a good mood. A woman who fought hard through her life's toughest battles. She said I was strong. Honestly, I don't think I would have lasted as long as she did. A woman who loved and valued others more than herself, and a woman who will live in my heart forever. That's Christy. And she will definitely be remembered, and I won't forget her at all.
Neither will I, or Betty. I was thinking as you were sharing this eulogy again, I just realized that you've been married 11 years, right?
10.8.
And out of those 10.7 or 8 years you were married, she was suffering from cancer for 7 of them, right?
Approximately 8.
8 of them, wow.
Because the first surgery, I still count that as cancer, because it was it was like this, guys.
Right.
The first mass was like that. I was like, what? That gotta be cancerous, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So she battled it with 8 years. There were a few years in between where, her scars healed, or when she had chemo, her hair grew out again. So when you watch the video, you'll see like short hair, you'll see long hair. Mm-hmm. So it was up and down.
How did you manage that during that time while you're going through the news and the diagnosis and also the treatment? I mean, what was going on in your mind, and how are you handling it?
God.
That's
the simple one. To be honest, life is a roller coaster. I'm not going to say that it was all like roses and everything, and I was hoping for healing, but God took her home. That's even better. So how was I? I struggled with it. Initially, like I said, the first mass was benign. I was like, oh, got to be cancerous. The second one was very cancerous. Watching her health go up, down, down, up, it was kind of on a downhill slope. But God was always there, like, tapping me on the shoulder, going like, you ever had someone come up to you and go like, oh, it's going to be okay, God did that, like, nonstop. And it was just, like, kind of irritating at times because he showed that he was constant, and he kept on doing that. It's okay, Noel. It's okay. And I'm like, really, God? Really? Is it okay? My wife is dying of, cancer. Is it okay? It's okay, Noel. And I'm like, that's him showing me that he was, like, very, very, very constant in his love and his grace for me and his just care for me. It wasn't, like, it never ended. At times, I was like, dude, really? Really? That was honestly like my question to God a lot. It was like, really? You bless me with this girl who's very awesome, and then what are you going to do? And then he reassured me again. It's like, who gave her to you? And I was just like, who gave her to you? And I'm like, you did. And then, all right, so who can take her back? You can. And then, that was my walk, is that God just reassured me of many things, that I'm God, I'm the creator of all, and Christy is my creation, and if it is my will, I will take her, and you have to be okay with it. Why? why, God, why do I have to be okay with it? Well, she's my creation. And once that settled into my head and my heart, I was like, okay, God, you know, heal her 100% or take her home, God, because the suffering really must end. And God chose to take her home, where, and she's in such a better place, mm-hmm. you know. And I honestly, you know, some people, like my coworkers, a lot of them are non-Christian, actually, and they go like, you're so strong. And I'm like, oh, testimony time. God is strong. And then, you know, I start sharing my testimony about that. And it's like, so it's kind of cool that, you know, I'm, Christy got taken home by God. I mean, I'm still sad. Don't get me wrong. You know, I still love her, and I still mess her, but she's in a better place. And, you know, for me, I'm sharing her testimony and my testimony with my coworkers in hopes that I'm dropping seeds. You know, I'm a seed spreader. I'll mm-hmm. spread seeds all over the place. It's not my responsibility to actually see the seed sprout, but it's my responsibility, as God has called me, to spread the seeds out. Mm-hmm. So.
Amen. Can we, I'd like to show the video okay. clip. But can you stick around? And I have maybe one question afterwards
sure.
to ask, and then we'll conclude our time of sharing.
Not a problem.
All right, so if could we show the video clip of that? This was provided by the church, right?
God called us in 2007 to be part of youth ministry. So Noel and I sat down and talked about it, and we were like, youth group is Friday night. And Noel and I knew that if we did this youth ministry thing, we would have to give up race. All the kids that we've worked with,
Thank you, Noelle, for sharing Christy with us. We're really going to miss her. And I really, when I think about what she has meant for our family, and it's really touching for me. I'm impressed by the unshakable faith that God has given to both of you through this ordeal. And I hope that all of us will feel the same way, that through good and evil, through trials and tribulations, God is still good.
Yes,
in the process. So thank you. Can I ask you, as we conclude our sharing, what do you think God is calling you now, and what's next?
Oh, that's a good question. To be honest, I don't feel called in a certain way. I think God is giving me grace. God is blessing me with a time of refocus and just to settle things. I started a new job in April, 3 weeks before she passed. I'm still there, thankfully. I'm still going to CFC Hayward. I'm not serving currently in any capacity. I don't really feel a strong calling anywhere. I do have an inkling to serve in the young adult ministry, but I don't know where God's leading for that yet. So a lot of things are just like, I'm trying to settle down and just trying to see where, you know, I'm open. If God like totally calls me again to do some crazy thing, sure.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, looking back, God has called me to do crazy things, and so why not follow? Because the benefits outweigh, you know, the struggles and whatnot. I mean, even though cancer sucks, I mean, the people look at me now, and like I look back at my, you know, I look at myself back in 15 years ago. It's like, wow, I didn't have a strong faith as I do now, and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna go where He calls.
Yeah, amen. Any last words you want to would you like to share to our for our worshipers today that comes to mind?
I don't know. During the 8 years, there's been a lot of, like I said, ups and downs. I think don't be afraid to yell at God. Don't be afraid to really like have it out with God, because that helped me tremendously. You know, I mean, yeah, if you hold it in, yeah, you're going to burst. I had it out, you know. There were 3 months, yeah, 3 to 6 months where I just had it out with God. And I was just like, why, God? Why? And that was my question. And then, like I said, He just kept on, it's okay, Noel. It's okay. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to hear that. It's okay. And He was just very consistent. I mean, he's a God that, like, can outdo you in anything. And that's what He did, you know, with my questioning, with my griping, with my complaining. You know, it got less and less and less and less and less to the point where I'm like, okay, God, You're in control. You know, so that really helped me, is that getting it out. Because God will reveal Himself as being loving, graceful, consistent, and just you know, all those things we read about, and that just really shone through that struggle. So,
amen. And I hope that all of us will do our best to keep looking for and getting to know God better in Jesus Christ. We're going to, at the end of the service, there will be some time before we have to head out to the welcome service, where I hope that you can have a chance to talk to Noel. His parents are here with him as well. I have a card that contains the blog address for Christy. So if you're interested in taking a look at her blog, just ask me or Noel for it. Okay. So Noel, thank you again for inspiring us today, and I'm thankful that you're willing to share about this since this happened so recently. So
no, it's fine. I believe that God kept me here because uh-huh. He knew that I could move on, and you know, and I'm good at telling stories, I guess. So sharing my testimony is not really, yeah. It's a blessing, I think, for me as well. So I thank you.
Amen.
Thank you all for listening and bearing with me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let us pray. God, sometimes we argue with you because life doesn't seem fair. We think about all the trials that we see, we sometimes experience, and then we see a lot of suffering around us in this world. And it's during those times when we just can't take for granted that life is short and that there is so much in our lives that we really need to pay attention to. And there are so many needs and there's so much suffering that we need to be alert to. We never know. We don't know what's going to happen in our futures. And we do know you have the power to heal, to transform. But sometimes we don't see it right away. So I come to you today on behalf of this entire church and ask that through Noel's testimony and Christy's testimonies that we'd be inspired to keep looking to you through the tribulations and trials, through our disappointments, through our frustrations, to keep looking to you. Whatever path you have chosen for us, as Noel said, the word that you have for us is that it's okay. This is fine. You are my child. I love you and I care for you. Help us to hear that from you each day as we struggle through the pains of life, as we celebrate the joys, so that all that we do can, in the end, just as we saw in Noel and Christy, point to you, your goodness, your beauty, your grace, your love, so that the whole world may see through us, through our lives, that you are real and that you make all the difference in the world for now and forever. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to invite our praise band to come up and bring us to conclusion. Thanks so much.
Will you please stand and join us as we continue to worship God. This is an older song, but I think it is a good reminder again of just the idea that we want to keep striving to know God more through whatever ups and downs life brings us. Just the time.
And just the time I think that I'm at peace with the world that's mine, I feel at ease, I feel at home, and I know I'm not alone. Then in my rest there comes a test that shakes me till again I know that what I've had is not enough, and again I've got to